It is your KORN News Radio Sports. I'm Sports Director Travis Crims. Week 17 of the NFL, wild Sunday night game as San Francisco would hold off the Chicago Bears 42-38. A quarterback for San Francisco, Brock Purdy, threw a 38-yard touchdown pass to Juwan Jennings. That was the game winner with 2:15 to play. The 49ers would then force an incomplete pass from Bears quarterback Caleb Williams from the 2-yard line on the last play of the game, as the Bears now fall to 11-5. They cannot get the number one seed in the NFC. Meanwhile, coming up on Saturday, it sets up San Francisco and the Seattle Seahawks. Winner of that game will be your number one seed and get the bye on the NFC side. The Philadelphia Eagles defeated the Buffalo Bills 13-12 as Bills quarterback Josh Allen's two-point conversion pass missed a wide-open Khalil Shakir yesterday with 5 seconds left. Philadelphia would get an early touchdown from Dallas Goedert and a pair of field goals from Jake Elliott to seal the win. Buffalo would get to 2 rushing touchdowns from Josh Allen. He threw for 262 yards as Buffalo comes up a little bit short on their comeback attempt, as they now drop down to the number 7 seed in the AFC. New England's Drake May threw a career-high 5 touchdown passes as the Patriots blew out the New York Jets 42-10. That win now clinches the AFC East for the Patriots. Drake May was almost perfect yesterday. He was 19 of 21 passing for 256 yards and those 5 touchdowns before resting in the third quarter. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they dropped a big game yesterday at Cleveland 13-6. Pittsburgh, if they would have won yesterday, would have wrapped up a playoff spot and the AFC North Division title. Instead, it will be Pittsburgh taking on Baltimore on Sunday. Winner of that one wins the AFC North. Loser is left out of the playoffs. Seattle, they defeated Carolina 27-10. Seahawks running back Zach Charbonneau ran for 110 yards and 2 touchdowns. And it will be Seattle and San Francisco coming up on Saturday for the number one seed in the NFC. Jacksonville's Trevor Lawrence ran for 2 touchdowns and threw for 263 yards. Jaguars beat Indianapolis 23-17. That moves Jacksonville within just 1 win coming up this weekend of claiming the AFC South. Meanwhile, the Colts, they're officially out of the playoffs. They're now 8-8. The Raiders would lose to the Giants 34-10. Raiders have now lost 10 games in a row. They put themselves in prime position now for the number one pick in next spring's NFL draft. Meanwhile, the Giants, with that win, snapped a 9-game losing streak. Ja'Marr Chase caught 2 touchdown passes. Joe Burrow threw for 305 yards as Cincinnati beat Arizona 37-14. Ja'Marr Chase sets an NFL record with 5 straight seasons of at least 80 catches, 1,000 yards, and 7 touchdowns. Meanwhile, Arizona's Trey McBride, he set a new NFL record for receptions from a tight end. McBride has 119 receptions on the season. And Miami rookie quarterback Quinn Ewers threw for 2 touchdowns, including a 63-yard score, leading the Dolphins past the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 20-17. That now forces a Week 18 matchup between Tampa Bay and Carolina, with the winner of that one qualifying for the playoffs and winning the NFC South title. Monday Night Football tonight wraps up Week 17 as the LA Rams take on the Atlanta Falcons. Kickoff at 7:15 on ESPN. And that's a look at your sports for this Monday, December 29th. I'm Sports Director Travis Crins.